This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Rose Tom, taking place on January 16, 1981, at her residence. Okay. Mrs. Tom, where were your parents from?
Well, my father was born in China, and my mother was born in Bakersfield.
Which part of China was your father from?
Canton.
From the city of Canton?
No. No, in the village.
Do you know the name of the village?
Oh, goodness, no.
Okay.
I should.
Did he speak Samyak or Sayap?
Sayap.
Sayap. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. When did your father come to the United States?
When he was
16. Which part of the United States?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So he came when he was 16. That was around what year?
Oh, goodness. You see, if he was living, he would be about 85.
So I guess 85. Okay, I can figure that out later.
Okay.
He came to L.A., and your mother was born in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
How did the two of them meet?
Well, when they were her mother passed away, so my grandfather took the three children back to China, and then he brought them over when they were teenagers. And I think my grandfather and my father, when my father came over at 16, they were on the same boat, or same ship. And my grandfather says, I have just a girl for you. So I guess that's a grandfather arranged it.
Uh-huh.
So in the meantime, he had brought them back to Baker's. Well, he took them back to China,
uh-huh.
Right, because he didn't have a mother. And then when he arranged for the marriage, and I guess the grandfather sent her a mother.
Mm-hmm.
But she went back when she was very, very small.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have three brothers and one sister.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they were all born here.
They were all born here. I was born in China.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. My oldest brother was born in Bakersfield. It was during the Depression years, and my mother was carrying me at the time, so my dad thought it would be a little better for him if we took, the family back. And then he came back here to try to make a living. So my mother was pregnant when she went back to China, and so I was born back there. And then he sent for us when I was about five.
Mm-hmm. So, do you know whether you went back to the village or were you in Canton?
Village.
Uh-huh. Okay. When were you born?
1923.
Okay. You probably don't remember very much about China.
Yeah. All I know is that they had brick steps. And I was running and I fell. And that's how I got this cut on my cheek.
Oh.
So that's the only thing I remember. I did remember that there was no plumbing because we all had to go outside in a great big hole that they dug or something for an outhouse.
It still is that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it would be because my brother and sister-in-law went back to see the family,
uh-huh.
And my sister-in-law said, whenever you have, they had to go out to the outhouse,
mm-hmm.
in the village.
So you were the only one of the
five,
of the five born in China?
Mm-hmm.
The others were all born in Los Angeles?
I guess my oldest brother was born in Bakersfield.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did your father do in L.A.?
He owned a grocery store.
Uh-huh. Where was the grocery store?
In Los Angeles, on Maple and Washington.
Uh-huh. So that what he did the whole time he was in L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Well, not the same store, but right. That's what he did.
Uh-huh. So the address that you just gave me was for the most recent
right.
store that he had?
Yeah, up to him. Uh-huh.
Where were his other stores? In China?
It was the Valley. No, it was in, no, we, it wasn't in China. It was in, I guess you would consider it downtown, downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm. And it was a grocery store that sold mostly Western goods? Western
oh, yeah.
Foods
uh-huh.
and,
it was
Chinese.
Oh, no. It was an American grocery store.
Uh-huh. Did your mother also help out in
no,
the store?
No, she never did.
And how about you and your
well, yeah, we did. After school,
uh-huh.
we had to go to the store. Well, we had... a choice. We either go Chinese school or go to or go help in the grocery store.
And you preferred the grocery store?
Well, we did both.
Oh.
We tried to go Chinese school, but I never got beyond, I guess, second grade. So I decided to work at the store.
Uh-huh.
Well, after I got in junior high, then we kind of quit Chinese school and went to help others.
So you went how many years to Chinese school?
Gee, I don't know, off and on.
About 5 years, I guess.
Yeah. Didn't learn anything.
But I was told by some people that Chinese school was very strict and the teachers would hit you with a bamboo pole if you didn't, you know, get your Chinese characters right, whatever. And I've heard other people say that it was more or less a place just to socialize and have a good time.
Well, I guess it depends on the individual. My husband learned. And he was American born,
uh-huh.
and he learned by the time he finished, I guess what the Chinese would consider high school, and the teacher ran out of books for him, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He and he was able to read the Chinese paper, and, but then when you don't keep it up, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the individual person, I think, whether they want to learn or not.
Yeah. So all five of you did go to Chinese school?
Oh, no, my brother speaks and writes Chinese, my oldest brother, because he stayed in China. When my mother and I came over, when I was 5 or 6, they left my brother over there, my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come over until he was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
So he read and speak Chinese fluently.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Harry.
Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Harry Nim.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He lives in the Garden Grove. He was living in Long Beach. He just moved.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a supermarket in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did you go to school? What school?
American school?
Right.
Well, I went, I mean, I lived in L.A. all my life since I came out from China, so you want the name of the school?
Yes.
The elementary school?
Yeah, all the schools.
Oh, well, I started at 28th Street School,
uh-huh.
San Pedro Street School,
uh-huh.
and then went to John Adams Junior High,
uh-huh.
and then went to Jefferson High School for 2 years and graduated from Polytechnic High.
Uh-huh. What did you do after you graduated from
Went to work at the store.
At the store?
Yes, I had all intentions of going on to college, and in my senior year, my dad said, well, you know, after you graduate, you're coming to work at the store. And I said, oh, got to hear all my plans, you know, so in those days, you don't argue.
Yeah.
You know, you're very obedient. And so that's what I did until I got married.
Uh-huh. When did you get married?
1945.
And you graduated from Polytechnic?
42.
42. So you worked about 3 years
yeah.
at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And your husband's name?
Woodward.
Woodward Tom. Where did you meet him?
Oh, he's a local boy.
Uh-huh.
But we met in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
We were there, in those days we had a drum corps, I guess you must have heard of the Mayowa Girls Drum Corps.
Yes.
and we were down in Santa Barbara for some kind of festival, and you know, San Francisco, St. Mary was invited, and my husband, they were down there, some boys were down there, and we met.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about this Mae Wong Drum Corps?
Mae Wong.
Mae Wong, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it David Suhu started that, the Suhu family.
Mm-hmm.
He's the brother Peter Suhu.
Mm-hmm.
Suhu.
Uh-huh.
And it consisted of all young girls in L.A. And we had competitions. And it's, that we won several trophies, and they had it in Long Beach.
What kinds of competitions?
Band,
uh-huh.
Among different bands that
uh-huh.
from different, you know, counties
mm-hmm.
that compete.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in those days it was probably a novelty, you know, all Chinese girls
mm-hmm.
playing the drums. And,
so roughly when was that started?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I guess probably in the late 30s.
Late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
How large was it?
Probably about 30. I really don't know whether
uh-huh.
it gotten up to 40 girls or not. At one time it was quite large.
What instrument did you play?
The snare drum.
The snare drum.
He tried to make it into a bugle corps too, but I guess none of the girls could blow that horn. I know I try.
Uh-huh.
It was awfully hard.
Uh-huh. So this drum corps would travel around?
No, not much. That was it, Santa Barbara and Long Beach.
Because
uh-huh. we had our competition in Long Beach.
Uh-huh. What else would the drum corps do besides participate in competitions?
March and parade, I guess, whenever Chinatown had any
events. Uh-huh. Where did the money come from to support the group?
Gee, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Of course,
do you remember paying dues or paying or donating to it? Or?
We probably did pay dues. I don't know, but we all made our own uniform.
Uh-huh.
We'd have to get that from.
Who else is still around L.A. now who was a member of the drum corps?
Lorraine Yee. Why don't you? Interviewer, she has a better memory than I do.
Mm-hmm. And what's she doing now?
She's a secretary at King Junior High. School secretary.
About how old is she?
She just celebrated her 60th birthday. So.
Okay, so you got married in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you have children right away?
No, I had my son when 47.
47. Uh-huh. And when did you have your daughter?
Oh, I had my second son in 51.
Six.
And my daughter in 56.
Did you work at all, too?
No, I didn't work. The last few years, when my husband was living, I worked at his office.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own consulting
mm-hmm.
engineering office.
What did your husband do?
He was a structural engineer.
Structural engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first talked with you on the phone, too, you were saying something about how your husband was the first.
Well, he was the first Chinese to open a consulting structural engineering office
in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there are structural engineers, but, you know, they work for other firms.
Uh-huh. Okay. What languages were spoken, or what language was spoken at home?
English.
Before you were married?
Chinese, Cantonese. What's Sayyip?
Sayyip.
Cantonese.
Uh-huh. So that was spoken in the home?
Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed to speak English.
Uh-huh. And you were all obedient.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did your parents know English very well?
My mother didn't. My dad did, because he, you know, run American Grocery Store.
Mm-hmm. And what language was spoken outside of the home?
When we were outside, English.
English. Mm-hmm. How about after you got married with your husband and with your own children? What
English.
Language was spoken?
English.
English. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you ever try to teach your children Chinese?
No. We never had the patience, I guess. We both speak English, and like our kids do. The only time we speak Chinese when when we don't want them to know what we're talking about.
Right. Your husband also speaks Seyup?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you didn't send your children to Chinese school? Okay. Do you think many American-born Chinese, like yourself, felt the same way as you do about speaking Chinese to the children and sending them to Chinese school?
What do you mean,
what's
the way
just
we
been
feel?
Your feeling on other friends and relatives?
It isn't that,
that
as how we feel. It's just a convenience. You know, we both speak English, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We never thought of teaching our kids to speak Chinese because, you know, it's so convenient that English just comes.
Mm-hmm.
Although my boy kind of wish we did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially my oldest boy.
Uh-huh. Is he studying Chinese?
No. I don't know. He passed away in 76.
Uh-huh.
He drowned in Santa Barbara. But I don't know, he was always partial, you know, to Chinese. He was always proud of the fact that he was Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the Navy, and it wasn't a very good experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
He found there was a lot of prejudice. Among the sailors, and a lot of them that were in the Navy were a lot of Southerners. And I guess they're the one that kind of make their career out of it. So
mm-hmm.
I guess they're the one that would be better, you know. Actually, my husband just wanted, not my husband, my son, he just wanted to put in his years and get it. In those days, they were still drafting them.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wanted to put in his 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He wasn't anxious about, you know, getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
So he found that there was a lot of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
In the
uh-huh. Okay. When you were young, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
When we were going to school, there was just a handful of Chinese. We didn't, we don't stick together. I mean, like at John Adam, my goodness, like I said, it's just a handful. And my friends were Caucasian.
Mostly Caucasians,
mm-hmm.
or all Caucasians?
No, well, like I say, it's only a handful of Chinese, so in your grade, you might only get maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Caucasian friend that I met when we were in the third grade, and we still correspond.
Uh-huh.
In fact, most of her married life, she lived in Texas, but for her health's sake, she moved to Palm Springs just the last a few years. And so I have, after all the, well, when my son got married in 74, she came in for his wedding. And I haven't seen her since high school days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, in those days, there weren't that many Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live when you were in Mayo,
in, well, I guess that's among the Caucasian.
What roughly what area of LA, what streets?
Well, it was first, it was we ended up on 25th Street in San Pedro. That's our family home. That's when my father bought the home there. And I think that was when I was in the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. But I guess that would be considered kind of downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It was close to downtown.
Mm-hmm. How about before that?
It was around there.
Around there.
20. In those days, the Chinese kind of, you know, kept among that area. San Pedro in those days were the dividing line. Chinese haven't come over on the west side of San Pedro yet.
Uh-huh.
They were all east of San Pedro. When we bought our home on 25th, it was on the other side. We thought, gee.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we didn't get a very cordial welcome.
Uh-huh.
We next door was Caucasian, and they put a sign up for sale.
Oh.
As soon as we moved in.
Really? That was when? Around what year?
2019, probably in the early 30s.
But you stayed in that house then? You weren't forced to move?
Oh,
the neighbors
no.
didn't make you move out?
Oh, no. They weren't cordial or friendly to us. They moved.
Right.
Yeah, they put their house up for sale.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you feel more Chinese or American? Associated mostly with Americans.
Well, I knew that we were Chinese. We kept our, we didn't, like, when the school had social, we'd never attend. Like nowadays, when they have prom, our kids all go to it. We didn't even give it a second thought.
Why?
I guess we don't mingle with the Caucasian socially. And that too, and our parents were strict. They wouldn't let us go anywhere.
So who, what kinds of people did you mingle with socially?
Well, what do you mean?
Your friends, you had.
Well, I mean like school.
Right.
I would have half, Caucasian. But then, in those days, socially, you just go with your parents visiting.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends, you don't do it. All I remember is Saturday, we work all day at the store. Then Sunday, we work half a day. We close at noon. And then you come home, you either listen to the radio. I know I listen to the radio a lot, and I read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We make use of our library,
mm-hmm.
which is within walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
We read and listen to the radio a lot. That's a... Once in a while, we get a treat, and my dad will give us a dime to go to a movie.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, my dad believed in taking us to a Chinese restaurant for dinner Sunday.
Uh-huh. So whenever you did have any free time, I guess it was more, you either had to work at the store.
Store, homework.
Homework, or just family life.
Right, that's it. You really don't have much free time, because from American school you go to either Chinese school or go to work. And in those days, the store closed at 7, you come home and eat dinner and help clean up and do your homework, and it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. With very little free time that you probably had, what kinds of, did you ever play ball or? What kinds of things did you do for fun, for recreation?
Well, my dad would take us to the park on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever...
Sunday afternoon, after the store is closed, and he'd take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time, it was, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did he ever have you involved in Chinese culture, going to see Chinese movies, Chinese operas, or mahjong?
I didn't take up mahjong until I got married.
Uh-huh.
In those days, there weren't any movies, Chinese movies or Chinese show. When they did have one, it was quite a big thing. Whenever we go to San Francisco, they always made a point to go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we have to go along.
Mm-hmm.
Although I used to hate those operas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand. understand a word of them. I like the movie,
uh-huh.
the Chinese movie, but I just hate those operas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No. it was a funny thing. I guess when I was little, I guess the Japanese and Chinese had their war, whatever. And in those days, toys were always made in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't have any toys because they were made in Japan. And at that one time, I was just a little girl then. And I said, I wish I was Japanese. Just because I couldn't have any toys. You know?
Uh-huh.
But then other than that, I never regret that I was Chinese.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any conflicts with your parents over being Chinese or over being American?
No.
Did they ever think you were getting too Americanized?
No. Except when I got older, when I met my husband, they were strict about me going out.
In what way? Strict about the kind of person you were?
No, I was going around with my husband, and he just limit my social with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't see him every night or maybe just once a week.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents have any, they place any restrictions on nationality or types of people you could date or marry?
Oh, yeah. It had to be Chinese.
And that was clear, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They didn't even have to, I mean, we were brought up, you know, like you say, in social life. You don't even mingle with the Caucasian person. You have no chance. Outside of school, there's no way you meet Caucasian social.
And you didn't think anything of it, or think of putting up a fuss?
No, because I guess that was understood.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your parents use Chinese medicine? Or go see Chinese doctors?
Herbalists.
Herbalists?
Mm-hmm.
Did they take you and your brothers and sisters to herbalists too?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of
It's just minor.
Or?
Just colds.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they also use herbs in cooking?
Yes.
For soups.
Mm-hmm.
Soup,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did they also use Western medicine? Or see Western
yes.
doctors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They used a combination of both.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We only go see the herbalist if it's just for, like, those colds and cough. And other
mm-hmm.
than that, of course, we never had any serious illness.
Mm-hmm. And did you continue the practice of going to see herbalists?
Oh, no. Oh, I used to hate to take that. Oh, it tastes horrible.
Uh-huh. So your children, you never took your children to herbalists
either?
No,
uh-uh.
You just used Western medicine?
Right.
Okay.
Although a Caucasian doctor delivered on my mother's baby.
Here in the, the ones that were born here?
Mm-hmm. But they come to the house in those days.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Did your parents write to relatives in China and send money? Your brother was there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. My father always there, because his parents were still living.
Uh-huh.
And he has many uncles.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, it really was considered a family obligation.
Oh, yeah. He sent money home every month, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any relatives still living in China?
Mm-hmm. And an uncle.
Do you send any
I don't.
Money to them?
I don't, but I hear my three brothers do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your parents join any of the family associations?
My father was in Seiseng, the poor family, but he wasn't really that active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you and your husband join?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What kinds of activities were there?
Probably just whatever they have, like Chinese New Year banquet. Like I say, my father wasn't that active.
Not very active.
Uh-huh. He doesn't have the time. You know, he worked long hours. Maybe it's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Which were the most important Chinese families in Los Angeles before World War II? Or just the ones?
What do you mean important?
Well, just the ones that would stick out in your mind, well known or.
Gee, I don't know. Well, I guess you would say the attorney, you know, Y.C. Hong.
Yeah, he was very well known.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Because he brought all the Chinese along.
Mm-hmm. Who was, is there any family or any person stick out in your mind as far as being active in Chinatown community or actively involved in Chinese affairs?
Not that. We weren't that active, so.
Mm-hmm. what kinds of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
I guess grocery store. Probably restaurant. Oh, I guess the city market.
Mm-hmm.